I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Success. That's right. Success, people. Astros score 2 runs yesterday after 30 straight innings of no runs. 2-run homer by Mauricio Dubon, and the Astros scored 2 runs. Get the job. Now they've got another 5 scoreless inning streak started up now. But if you could score 2 runs every 31 innings or so, you're on your way. You're on your way. All right, you want to look at the negative. Fromber giving up a 6 spot in the first inning.
Okay. I wanted to lead with, another loss for Seattle. I want to just lead with, hey, another successful day. Seattle loses.
Astros still with a 1-11.
11-2. Seattle got beat worse than we did.
Yeah, how about that?
Seattle can't win. We've lost 4 in a row. They've lost 5 in a row. Big deal anyway.
Right. How about that? Astros still with a 1.5-game lead.
I got a friend of mine who has under the Astros 86.5 wins. He was ready to tear the ticket up a month ago. Now he's like, this is in play.
You don't know. It's very much in play.
Well, it's very much in play. It's 500. You're basically looking at 500 ball the rest of the way. And I don't know that that's
a given. Listen, there are 11 games under 500. 9 games under 500 from their high water mark. And that was right after the Dodgers.
But, John, this is a classic case of, okay, so you hear the phrase all the time, regression to the mean. This is exactly what it means. When all of that stuff was happening that didn't seem like it's normal, and it wasn't, you were winning games you shouldn't have from all these one-run win games, extra inning record was good, you're winning with a bunch of slappies from AAA, a bunch of pitchers that didn't even belong in the league. Like, how is this happening? It never stays like that. There's always a regression to the mean, which is the midpoint. And that's what's happened to the Astros. This is a regression to the mean. No matter who's on the mound, no matter who's in the batter's box, oh, Jeremy's back, oh, Carlos is back, oh, Fromber's on the bump. Doesn't matter. None of that matters. Regression to the mean. Well, eventually, things even out.
Well, and I think, Todd, I think there was yesterday, it might have been the day before they were talking about it. It was the day before, I think, about it. Todd and Blummer were talking about it. He said, when all the guys were hurt, it was really incredible. Fromber and Hunter must have, and they won more than 80% of their games. Fromber went on a 13-0 run in games he started that they won the game. He only won 9 of them, but they won 13 in a row games he started. Well, Hunter, I'm looking at it now, in April, they won 4 of his 5 starts, 3 of his 5 starts in May, 5 of his 5 starts in June. I mean, that was when it didn't matter. Okay, if Hunter and Fromber were on the mound, you're winning a good 80% or more of their games. You know, things are okay, because if you get a nice start, and you were getting nice starts out of Brandon Walter, you were getting some nice starts out of Colton Gordon, you just win half of those games or even less than half of those games, and you're going to be just fine. Well, now, Fromber, holy crap, he's just flat up You want to talk about a guy losing some money right now. You want to talk about a guy who is really, and it, you know, his attitude, his I don't know what the hell is going on. He is not close to the same guy. There is something that happened to him five games ago. He's lost five straight starts now. Now, one of them was 2-1. But since then, they've given up 6, 5, 7, and 7. He's given up 7, 3, 4, and 5 in those starts. Before that, it was 1-1, 0-4, 0-0, 2-2, 2. Something happened. Clicked with Framber Valdez.
Something hit. Well, his breaking pitches are not sharp. Like, something's going on.
Something's going on.
I mean,
there's the ground balls. I mean, he hit that ball. Poor Taylor Trammell. Holy crap. That looked bad, dude.
Yeah.
That was bad. I mean, he couldn't walk off the field. He was going. It looked like he was sick, although I don't know. Have we gotten an update on anything with him?
I don't think so.
Have you seen anything?
At last check, evaluated for a concussion.
He looked sick to
his
stomach.
And that's on the heels of the day before.
Yeah, right after he...
When he overran the ball, had to jump backwards and blasted the air out. I'm kind of surprised
after that Joe started him, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, well...
I'm a little surprised.
He should have ran Jake Myers out there.
He should have... Well...
Oh, wait, Jake doesn't exist anymore.
Jacob Melton. You know, there's Jacob Melton, too, who replaced him. Yeah. So, I mean, that would have been a possibility.
One of the top guys in our system, Jacob Melton.
Well, he's no longer in the system. He's on the team.
Wow. Okay. He really should be back in the system. Mm. The way he's playing, he should be back in the system.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, just, I think we're back to the point of, remember early in the season, we were like, this ain't the year. This just ain't the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went and slapped the Dodgers around, and we were like, holy crap. This team is great. This team is going to be it's got a chance to be the best team in the American League.
Man.
And now we're back to, this team sucks.
Jacob Melton has 24 strikeouts and 53 at-bats in the bigs.
Thank goodness.
And one walk and three walks.
Okay.
His last seven games, he's got 19 at-bats with 10 strikeouts.
So what you're saying
no
is 20, not more than half the time he doesn't strike out.
Okay. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Sure, but he's one of our. You can't get rid of a Jacob Melton. That's one of our aces in the. I'm in a really bad mood about the Astros. Everything was supposed to be fun when Carlos Correa came, and it was supposed to be fun. We had all these guys coming back, and Christian Javier's coming back, and here comes Jeremy Pena's back, and this is all supposed to be really fun, and this is the. You know, it'd be one thing if the bullpen was sucking. And look, if the bullpen, here's at least what I. Now you have no margin for error. We've discussed this because you don't have the starting pitching for it, so you can't have Framber crap the total bed like he's doing. This is impossible. You cannot expect to get out of the first round of a playoffs if this is what's going on. You can't. You don't have Framber has to be a much better version. Hunter Brown got himself back together. Hunter Brown was a little disheveled for a while, but he got himself back together. What the hell's up with Framber? This better be something where he's tipping, or I don't think he's tipping. I don't think the pitches are coming in good. We better not hear Fromber's dealing with some discomfort. I'll just go, okay, what's a Texans two deep chart looks like? Because this season's over. If I start hearing about discomfort for another pitcher, like after Josh Hader, I'm just done. I'm done with this season. I can't do any more injuries. Just can't do anymore. Can't do it. If I hear Yordan had a setback, I'm done. Although I frankly have moved forward like we're not even going to have Yordan back this year, even though it looks like we will. Actually, maybe by this weekend.
I mean, how is he going to hurt? I mean, what the hell?
How is he going to re-injure himself? He always does.
No, if he has to swing one-handed, it won't be any worse. Honestly.
Melton?
Can it get any worse with this lineup?
No.
Can it get any worse? Two runs in four games?
Well, John, six runs in six games now.
Well, this is, I mean, well, two
is, oh, no,
two
they
and
had
four
a five.
Is worse.
They won 5-4.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but my point is they've got four shutouts during that time.
Yeah.
They got four shutouts, a two spot, and a five spot in extra innings.
That's awesome. I mean.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad offensively. But, you know, the starting pitching, well, no, the starting pitching hasn't been good. I mean, Chaz has been coming in too often. And now it's getting to the point where I'm just like, if you guys can just get to Chaz, if you can just get to Chaz deep in the game, we can shut this down and maybe manufacture a run. Maybe there's an overthrow. Maybe it's a ground ball and they overthrow it, and the man goes from first to second on a on an E5, E6. And then there's a ground ball to second base. Somebody turns over on the ball, ground ball second base, runner advances. Then you have a fly out where the ball is thrown over the catcher's head and, you know, Yiner or somebody slides in safe at home. I mean, you could get a run that way. You could, without any hits, you could get a run. It's possible. You just have to have somebody like Chaz in to keep things, to hold things. You know, you just got to need a pitcher like a Chaz to keep things settled.
Well, I mean, he's closing games out like Josh Hader now.
Yeah, I got to consider him at least a setup role.
I mean, this is bad. This is just, it's so bad to watch. It's just so it's so terrible.
This would be an absolute. Can you imagine a story we would have right now, John? If the Mariners were winning, and we're talking about the Astros being three behind the Mariners right now.
Yeah.
Because remember, the Mariners were on a really hot streak. They're one of the hottest teams in baseball. And then as soon as the Astros lose, they start losing. And, I mean, this could have been – the story we could be talking about is, oh, my God, what has happened? Forget Joe Espada for manager of the year. He's going to have to just try to hang on to his job after this choke job. Not in real life, he wouldn't. Not actually. But this could be a team that's playing themselves out of the playoffs if they had any competition in the division.
We're not concerned about it.
Well, yeah, well, we are kind of concerned about it. Yeah, we're kind of concerned about this.
We're not concerned about it.
Even bubbly Astros Twitter is concerned about it.
Yeah.
And they're unbothered. They'll get mad at you if you think somebody didn't play well.
This is – I don't remember that we've had a worse time over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not as long a stretch as this is. And as incompetent as they are offensively, I don't know that we've had a stretch like this in the last 10 years. This is as bad as it's been in a decade for the Astros.
Mm.
And yeah, you're right. And, you know, that's the thing is, well, here comes the Cavaliers. Whoa, everybody pack the house. Carlos Correa's back. Woohoo! Picked up Jesus Sanchez. Look at this guy hit. What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, here comes. And, oh, we got Eric Getty back. What? And here comes. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Lance McCullers starts this weekend. What? Yeah. And so here we go. Everybody's coming back. Here comes the Cavalry. Yeah.
You're the one blowing that horn.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know I was. I know I am.
The Eric Getty engraved horn you were blowing.
I'm the one that's most disappointed because I was like, okay, if they're this good, you know what? I long for the days when Cooper Hummel was up at the plate with you know, in the eighth inning, down one.
Zach Short?
Zach Short was amazing.
Wow.
Clutch.
That is something. Zach Short.
They were better.
Carlos comes in and everything goes to hell.
They were better. The Cooper Hummel Astros were better than this version.
I didn't love turning it on and seeing the Hummel Short, you know, Trammell, Matthews. I'm trying to think of all the guys
Bryce
that have
Matthews.
Played.
Oh.
Matthews lineup. But when Victor Caratini and Yiner were in the lineup at the same time, magic was happening.
It was magical.
Magic was happening. Zach Short was delivering late. Like, you know, how are you going to beat? You couldn't beat Brandon Walter. You couldn't beat him. Now he can't even get on the field because his arm hurts.
Well, of course his arm hurts. He pitches for the Astros.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Okay.
This might be a fracture.
I'm sorry, but man, those were some good times.
Those were good times.
Shea Whitcomb, Luis Guillorme. Okay.
Guillorme? Holy crap. I forgot about Guillorme. Isn't he out for the year too, or just injured list?
No, I think
he's injured list.
Okay.
Well, he was. Oh man, those were good times when Guillorme was playing.
When Kennedy Corona came up.
I still don't remember him.
Cesar Salazar? Yeah. These were times.
Going deep.
Those were good times. No, that team was better than this team is.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
They swept the Dodgers in L.A.
I want to go see that lineup that they swept the Dodgers with. I mean,
just when you get back in town, head south. Go take 59 South. You can see that lineup again.
That's all I got to do.
That's all you got to do is go 59 South, and you'll see them all. They're all right there like, yeah, balling out. We balling out here in the land. That's what they're saying. We balling in the land.
Okay. Let's go to the Saturday
game. They don't want an inter-squad scrimmage right now against the land.
To the Saturday game where they
Yordan hits a homer against the Astros playing for the land.
Yeah. Let's see. I want to see that lineup on that Saturday game where they swept the Dodgers. They won 6-4.
What is Dell laughing about? What are you laughing about, Dell?
Sorry, I was listening to Kelsey Plum be salty last night.
Oh, she was salty. She dropped that face F-bomb. She made when she weighed that bucket.
they had a close one against Paige Beckers and the Wings. They won't.
Yep.
By the way, that's the national lead.
44
Paige
points.
Beckers with 44.
She's got that bag.
Ties Cynthia Cooper for the most points by a
rookie.
She's
a rookie. I mean, Paige is better than Caitlin Clark.
Listen.
As a full-on basketball player, she's not more marketable. Caitlin's the most marketable. She's got the awesome three-point range. Caitlin Clark, like, isn't going to play again this year. Clark's basically
she got hurt again.
She's basically dead. Yeah. I don't know what's happened to her. She's doing too much stuff.
You've already turned on her. But yeah. The point was Kelsey Plum. At the end of the game, the reporter's like, ha, 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 hey, guys, you won. And she goes, we got to play some effing defense. But she says the full word. And the announcer back in studio, as they try to, well, how do we transition from that? Oh, sorry about the language, everybody. And then they have to get on with the show. But no, sorry, it caught me off guard. Kelsey Plum's like, play some effing defense. I was like, oh, okay.
She's just mad because her former man, Darren Wallace,
was
back in the league.
Activated off the pup list?
Back in the league. Sorry, Kelsey. No one's paying attention to you anymore. It's Waller time.
You just took your shot at Caitlin, now Kelsey Plum?
Yeah, because I told you. If we're not going to score and not going to win, if Fromber's not going to pitch well, then everyone's catching bullets.
We got joint practice day. Texans versus Lions.
Bullets. Yeah, we do have joint practice day.
We do have joint practice. And we'll hear from Dan Campbell about practicing against that good little quarterback.
Sean and I talked about that yesterday. We'll play the clip. I didn't find it that insulting. I thought that was just Dan Campbell being
a nice little quarterback.
Being Texan. He didn't even say quarterback. I think he said nice little player.
That feels...
It's just him being a good act.
I thought that was him being a good act. He's just being a good
Clifton,
act.
Texas, being... Got a nice little player.
Just a little colloquialism.
You're
it's no big deal.
Yourself.
It's no big deal.
But Sean thought it was insulting.
Will you wear was it insulting when he wore a Mariners hat?
Well, it was a little... I don't know if he's trying to be...
Was he a little out of line?
He was a little out of line.
It wasn't appropriate.
No, it wasn't. It's not appropriate.
Well, then you can sit and catch these.
We'll play it. You guys can be the judge.
Yep. I mean, he might as well have been Sophie Cunningham twerking for the camera. Okay.
What?
That's been stuck in John's mind. She did that in some other video a long time
ago.
For twerking on her own time?
Yeah, she got fined.
On her own time?
I think she got fined for making a statement, but the twerking thing was like in a mall or something.
Yeah, you can't find a girl for twerking.
I saw some. The WNBA needs to just go. They need to be professional, and they need to show their talents, not twerking.
Oh, yeah, that's been out there.
What would you rather watch?
Don't do it. Male cheerleaders?
There it is.
Just kidding.
No, what? Don't distract them. Let's go to break.
Did you see the list of things I'd rather watch than the WNBA?
No.
One of them was a little person racing a camel.
Well,
it was pretty.
Honestly,
good.
I might rather watch that than a regular season baseball game.
Yeah, what are we talking about? I'd rather watch.
That's actually high up. I'd watch that more than most boxing.
What are we talking
matches.
About? I know
that's actually better than NBA bat.
That is
like that's actually very high.
Guess who won?
Regardless, I can tell you that if you were talking about a game between the Jaguars and the Giants,
I'd rather watch.
You can just say, would you rather
person.
Watch a little person? And I'd say yes.
Yes.
Whatever you say is going to be a yes for. I mean,
whatever's
but that's just
next.
Me. That's just me.
Whatever is next. GimmeTheVin.com is what's next, okay? GimmeTheVin.com is here for you. Listen, John Clay Wolf, he's nuts. The dude literally is nuts. He's already the best place to sell your car. It's even better with the GiveMeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GiveMeTheVIN.com is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. If you need more details, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is awesome. GiveMeTheVIN.com, hassle-free online option to sell your car. You don't have to walk in and you gotta. Oh my God, I got this guy, the salesman in my face. He's trying to, all right, I want this car, so he's going to give me this much for my car. Okay, and John Clay Wolf can do the deal through the dealership so that the taxes are all taken care of in the deal. Okay, so you got that going on too. You just enter your car's VIN number or license plate number. You get your car offer in minutes, and then they'll come, they'll pick it up, they'll bring you the check. It's easy, it's fast, it's GiveMeTheVIN.com. Plus, they're giving away $25,000 in cash every month. All you need to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780. Well, this is basically, we got nothing to talk about if you want to know the truth, because the Astros just suck. I mean, they're hard to watch. It's hard to watch right now. So we got Texans practice to watch. They're taking on.
Already.
They are taking on the Detroit Lions practice. You know, coaches find a lot more. I think they find that the practices give them more than the games do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's control. Because they can get the little things out. They can watch multiple plays back to back to back with the same group.
The starters are actually in.
Yeah. You're going good on good.
Yeah. Yep. So you're going to learn a lot. That's where you find out a lot. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of scuffles in the practices as opposed to the games. Games, you're able to control yourself a hell of a lot more than you are in the practices. They get heated, and you'll see scuffles breaking out. But Dan Campbell was asked about practicing against the Texans this week. And you tell me, a little disrespectful or not?
I'm really fired up that we're going to get Houston to come in here. It's only for one practice, but, I mean, those guys are, you know, what D'Amico's done out there has been really impressive. And I know this defense is, they're the real deal. The way they play, the way they practice, go about their business. They got weaponry on offense. Quarterback's a good little player. You can go across the board. I can't wait. That's perfect. So, it keeps me from jumping too far ahead. So we've got this little batch left. I can't wait to get Houston here because it'll be great for us. We need the work, and it'll make us better. I just know it will.
So here's the rule to me. I think it's just folksy charm because he's a good ag. But if you can bench more than the guy you're talking about and you're older, then I think you can say good little player. Like, if you're not sure if that player can beat up the guy saying it, like, I'm not sure that C.J. Stroud beats up Dan Campbell.
Quarterback's a good little player.
I think he's probably the underdog, if I'm being real.
No,
that's not even a shot at C.J. That's really
okay.
Just saying that's Dan Campbell.
What if C.J.'s tapping?
Tapping?
He's tapping Williams, Caleb Williams on the helmet and saying, you're a good little player. Okay.
Nobody likes you saying, what if CJ's tapping Caleb Williams? I mean, you gotta
on the helmet.
Okay, but you need to say it faster. Like, it needs to. Okay. What if he's tapping him on the helmet? Not if he's tapping Caleb Williams
on the helmet.
It's got to flow faster.
Okay. What if CJ is tapping Caleb Williams on the helmet saying, oh, you're a good little player. He's a good little player. Mm-hmm. You're a good little player.
Mm-hmm. That's disrespectful.
Yeah. He little broed him because they're the same age. You can't say good little player when you're the same age.
What if he did say that? We don't know what he said.
I don't know who benches more, though.
Is this part of my Dan Campbell not remembering CJ's name, and that's why he did it?
No, I don't think he would. Now, there's other coaches.
I just forgot.
There's other coaches.
Caleb Williams' name, and then it came to me.
So maybe that's what it was.
Well, it's possible.
So he goes, and the quarterback.
Usually, but you say a number, player. Though. I mean, that seven's a good little player. You usually say the number.
So now you're leaning to just folksy. He's just being a Texan.
I just think he's being folksy. I just think he's – I don't think he meant anything by it. I just think he – now, if he said D'Amico's a good little coach, you see how disrespectful that sounds?
That's disrespectful.
Man, he is a good little coach over there. Like,
but
no.
He wouldn't call Jared Goff a good little player.
No. No, he wouldn't call him a good little player. That's his quarterback. He might say it about a nickel corner they drafted.
What, 6'3", whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
He's 6'3".
Yeah, but Goff looks taller.
Goff's like 6'5".
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with height. Mm-mm. There's some combination of I'm not going
to
call him a great player because I don't think he's a great player.
I think youth has to
He's a pretty good player who's young and still figuring his way. I think that's what it is. Like, you know, CJ's pretty good, still finding his way, a good little player. Which you can
wait. Did Twitter have? Did they start crying about this?
No,
yesterday?
I played it yesterday because I was thinking, oh, he's
you're
just
trying
being
to start something.
No, I was saying he's being Texan and folksy.
Okay.
Sean was like, it's a little disrespectful.
Sean's trying to start something.
Said he's a little disrespectful to call your coach.
I'm with Mapesy on this one. Okay. That was a little disrespectful. No.
That's a little
He's a third year veteran. He's not a good little player.
He's only a 2 year veteran though. He's only played 2 years.
This is his third year in the league.
Played 3 years though.
It's his third year in the league. So he's not a good little player.
Yeah, he is.
Put some respect on
his
name.
All right. Would you like it better if you said average little player? They got an average little quarterback over there.
Good in player the problem. The little part is the problem. Don't call my starting quarterback a good little player.
He said good little player. He didn't say good little player. He didn't put that emphasis on little.
Good little player.
Yeah, this is all just,
good little player.
If that guy was from Chicago or if he was from Seattle, you know, that would be disrespectful.
Because you got your good little show you're about to do. That's insulting.
That's insulting because he's from Illinois. He's from Chicago. That's not folksy.
If Dan Campbell's not insulting, then that's not insulting.
Well, I said.
Okay.
You're not from a small town in Texas.
Yeah, you're from Big
You're
city,
from a
Chicago.
Big city, Chicago.
No,
South Side, no less.
You got a nice
Your dad
little,
used to
nice
get shaken down by the mom.
Nice little FM radio show.
No, yeah, super disrespectful.
When you do it,
that's super disrespectful.
There's no question about it when you do it.
Plus, it's just John. You know there's no respect there.
We know that this
is a lack of respect. If Dan Campbell's not disrespectful, okay, have some consistency. All right. If Dan Campbell's not disrespectful, I'm not disrespectful.
I have been consistent. I'm consistent on this. You're always disrespectful. I don't know that Dan Campbell's always disrespectful.
No. I appreciate your good little, your nice little radio
show.
See,
when you talk about Jeremy Branham and
none of that sounds folksy at all.
Talking about the Killer Bees and their nice little radio show. That's disrespectful.
See how that goes.
I never said that.
You said about any show. See. It doesn't matter who the show is. At some point, they got that nice little radio show they do. It's disrespectful.
No, I've never said that. It's your show. It's the only one.
You're not
I
the
think you got a nice little radio
I'm
show.
I'm not the only person you've done that to. It's not unique to me when you do that.
No. Ken Hoffman used to do that to me all the time. That's why I did it. He used to.
And did it sound respectful?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes. It was meant as a term of disrespect.
That's why you do it now.
He meant to diminish. I don't think Dan Campbell meant to diminish. He is actually talking about a lot of good stuff for the Texans. Like I said, had he said good little head coach over there, I just can't stand. That would have been a national. Oh, Stephen A. would have led with that. Trust. Yep. Big truzz on that one. Had he led, but that's a good little head coach
over
there.
Dan Campbell probably remembers those two picks.
I'm trying to find out why exactly he said, and then I would have been
cold. And Ryan Clark would have got involved, yeah.
Would have furrowed his brow, and it would have been on.
But Dan Campbell.
I would have furrowed my brow if he had said that about
me. It's insulting if he says about D'Amico.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell remembers those two picks in the second half last year. Yeah, he's a good little player, but, you know, he'll throw some picks.
Well, he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was very respectful to the defense because in that first half, they kicked Detroit's ass.
Mm-hmm.
CJ gave it all back.
That's why he's a good little player.
Yeah, maybe he's got a point. We got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you got thoughts on that, you're more than welcome. I've got thoughts on HRMP. Big fan. I'm a big fan of what they do over at HRMP. I'm a big fan of what they do for us. I've had, you know, and that's the funny thing is that we've got one person in our payroll office, and that's Laura. And when we have an issue, and I had an issue because I'm really screwed up when I was allocating my money for my 401k, and I put it all, my entire check in there. And Laura said, all you have to do is call HR&P. And HR&P took care of everything. They were fantastic, fantastic. And your employees will do that as well, right? Your employees can, they're not going to be calling you. You're the owner. I got a problem. No, just call HR&P and HR&P handles it. Because you don't have time for that. You don't have time for tomfoolery or dumb employees like me. You don't have to worry about that. HR&P handles the dumb employees like me. And they did. They handled it. It was all taken care of, and it was awesome. And I made a mistake. They fixed it. That's what HR&P does. HR&P lets you sell your widgets, take care of your business, while HR&P handles all of the payroll, HR, taxes. They handle, they give you advice on your benefits packages. So you're looking for the best way to sell your widgets and not be bothered with stupid employees like me. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 or 92.5, you're more than welcome. Let's not forget, coming up, we have tomorrow, as a matter of fact. The boys are all out. Where are they? I forget where they're at this week. But you got to go sign up on your promo and at the promo table to win a couple of e-bikes. From e-bike, the e-bike store, power bikes, e-power, excuse me, e-power, and you can win. All you need to do is sign up, and we got you going on. And the boys are going to be this week. They're at El Tiempo Cantina on Washington from 12 until 6. That's tomorrow, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we got our listener appreciation party as well. It's back, and you got to keep on listening all day to get tickets to go. It's going to be at St. Arnold's Brewery. All the shows are going to be there, so it's going to be fun. That's September 5th at St. Arnold's. That's Friday night. Who's holding, though? Sean is holding. Let's get him in here. Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. Beautiful show as always. I think the guys, the Astros, they really need a slump buster, Mark Grace night, either in Baytown or Victoria or, I don't know, cut and shoot somewhere. They need to go get it out of the system, and that's how we get back on the winning streak. That's what I think.
Old school slump buster. For those who don't know, Mark Grace told that story years ago on Jim Rohn's show that when there was a big, long slump for a team, there would be a slump buster, and a player on the team, I'm sure they were single, I'm sure, positive, baseball players would never do anything other than that, but they would go to the bar and find someone, and typically you're looking at fives or less that made them a slump buster, and you would take one for the team, and that could break teams out of the slump. This was something that was a known and discussed and believed in.
Was it the team or you did it for yourself to break yourself out of the slump?
You know what? Yeah. I think it was yourself.
No, it was yourself.
And was yourself.
It was yourself.
So Mark Grace did
There's too many married guys on the Astros to do that. You're going to have one guy do it for the whole team because it's impossible.
So he's legitimately taking one for the team?
Well, like Carlos Pena. I mean, Jeremy Pena.
Well, he's got a, yeah, but he's got a girl.
Girlfriend.
He didn't have a wife.
Well,
no, I don't know.
She's going to care quite a bit,
they
though.
Could also break
up. Well, Deshaun's girlfriend didn't care.
Well, yeah. not everyone.
That's a great point, John.
Not everyone's Deshaun's girlfriend. That's a very, let's say,
now, Jeremy might have to come
woman
with some kind of $5 million birthday party.
And
for
do
him.
You think he's not making Deshaun money yet?
Times over.
He didn't have that. He didn't have that kind
he ain't
of money
making
yet.
Deshaun money yet to get away
Deshaun
with that.
Money yet.
So let's just say it won't be Jeremy.
He will
Pena.
Make Deshaun money.
Not here.
Not here, no.
No, we ain't doing that. We ain't going to keep a good player and give him $230 million.
What are you, stupid? Don't even say that something is, like that anymore, Dale.
I didn't
dumbass.
Say it. I said he
you
wasn't going to make it here.
You
no,
intimated.
No, I didn't.
You kind of did.
In fact, I was quicker than you when I said, no, not here.
So I would say the slump buster for the whole team. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know his little girlfriend. She's a good little girlfriend or
you
whatever.
Can't have Jerry. You don't name a player who has
good
to do it.
Good little girlfriend.
She's a good little girlfriend and all that, but she's also a professional soccer player. We don't know if she hadn't had to have a slump buster.
Stop it. What are you doing?
We don't know. I'm not here to judge. That's what I'm saying. I'm not here to judge.
No,
I'm saying, I need runs. This is what I'm going to say. I need runs.
The problem for you right now is you think you can be John? Only John can be John. Only John can suggest that Jeremy Payne's girlfriend did something and get away with it. You can't do that. It doesn't feel right.
I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you, I don't really care, honestly, how his relationship goes. I need runs.
I don't know, man.
You got to hold everyone off. I mean, granted, everyone seems to lose.
For some reason, when John does it, it's like, John's just being John. When you do it, there's some stakes involved, I feel like.
Yeah, you do get all upset when I say minor things.
Don't.
You're like trying to dump me on the and you don't dump John saying any of the stuff
he
says.
He doesn't usually refer to anatomy like you do.
Yeah, no. You say ugly words. And
like Kikuchi? I mean, that's just the name of a pitcher.
Oh, again with the Kikuchi.
That's just the name of a pitcher. So, yeah, somebody's going to have to be slump buster. I don't know who. I don't know who's going to have to. And it has to be for the whole team, unfortunately, because nobody can hit. Yiner? I mean, I hate for Yiner to have to do it. He's hitting okay. He should have to be for somebody. Jacob Melton? I mean, he doesn't have enough juice in the on the team for him to matter in slump busters.
These guys might be really religious. Can we stop this?
No, I don't care.
This even makes me uncomfortable.
Get runs.
Okay.
No, this can't make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It make you uncomfortable?
Because I'm not calling guys out specifically. You know, one of you that's, godless on the team.
One of you godless single guys, hurry up and go smash something that's a four so we can get more than two runs in five freaking games. You want me to say it like that?
Yeah,
I'm tired of this.
That's fine.
I'm legitimately tired of this. Is Fromber married?
I don't know. It is better than...
Then you go do something too, Fromber, because you suck
someone
right now.
I
Fromber Valdez. I'll name him.
Without...
And you know what? Take the braids out. The braids aren't working anymore. So you got to do something, Fromber. This is the oldest thing in baseball. I was super high. I was hyper superstitious. I had things that I did even in high school with voodoo, with bats. I'd move stuff around, and we could score runs. If you're not trying to get out of a slump, if you're not trying everything, every superstition known, then you're not. Then what are you? Then why are we even playing this game? Then what are y'all doing, Fromber? Do something to get out of it. I don't care if it's taking your braids out. I don't care if it's,
do something.
I don't care if it's that other stuff either. I'm saying somebody better do something to get out of this, because it ain't working when y'all just step into the plate and swing a bat. Nothing's happening. And Fromber, you can't even throw a breaking pitch down in the zone. So I don't know what y'all are talking about. You guys are clutching your pearls on this show. I've never heard such language.
Yeah.
I've never heard such references in my life.
I'm not talking about
John wants to
guys.
Send people to prison for having flat asses. Just turn around. Go on. Guilty. I'm just trying to get runs for my baseball team. Dale, don't laugh either. You said pancake booties can't,
What did I say?
You're right.
Yeah.
No.
You went after Travis Kelce's girl.
No, I didn't. First of all, the Swifties on me. I've never actually talked about that.
And then
that
you said something about Cardi B's girls too.
Never said
all. What are her girls' names? Oh no, it's Nicki Minaj.
I've never said anything about the Barbs either.
The Barbs, and also, guys, he also said something about Beyonce.
Yes,
so
I picked all three.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I know. You don't want to get on any of the Beehive, the Barbs, or the Swifties.
I haven't spoken about any of those women other than...
Ohio State fans.
Other than the fact that...
Turkey.
Or Turkey.
That did happen.
Or Turkish basketball fans.
The only time we really ever speak about Cardi B is in the Stephon Diggs portion of her life. And also that people allege online, because we can't trust them.
Cardi B started going out with an Astro, could that break the slump?
Stephon Diggs tore his ACL. So
right?
I don't trust Cardi B. She once drugged a man and stole all this
stuff
and then bragged about it.
In a different life. Speaking of drugs, did you see that Jimmy Ward is
being sued? We'll talk about that on the other side. We got a whole story.
There's a lot of callers who want to talk, quote unquote, Astros.
Okay.
My guess is they're going to
suggest who's got to get the slump
buster. That's right. Because everyone else cares about this team more than you moved to LA. You don't even care about this team enough.
No, I love my team. I'm just so pissed at them. Time to talk. I love Air Team more right now. I love Air Team more right now because what they've done for me. Air Team has absolutely, they saved me because I didn't have air conditioning. It was like, what the hell am I going to do? Air Team to the rescue. What? And you need, and this is the most important thing, okay? You need to become an Air Team MVP. Get the MVP service plan, okay? Proper maintenance ensures that minor issues that are relatively inexpensive to fix are caught early. And they don't create huge problems like replacing your air conditioner. Had I known about this MVP service plan that they have at Air Team, I mean, honestly, it is so worth it. So worth it. You got a guy that comes and cuts your yard every week, right? You got a guy, you go pick up your coffee every day. It's more expensive for you to go to pick up your coffee every day than it is to take care of your air conditioner, which could cost you $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 or more to replace. So which is a better investment? Okay. You take care of your stuff. You wash your face. You brush your teeth every day. You take care of yourself. Take care of your air conditioner. Air Team Heating and Cooling will take care of it. Air Team has got the MVP service plan. Give them a call right now and say, listen, I want you to come over and look at it and then tell me every so often, however often you come, I want you to look at my air conditioner and make sure that I don't have to buy a new one. 713-936-5346. 713-936-5346 or airteamltd.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. The Astros with two runs yesterday, dominating. They were actually had a lead in a baseball game, 2-1, but then they got. They were down 6-0 in the first. They actually scored two runs and tried to claw back in it, but they lost 7-2. The good news is they're at Baltimore facing Brandon Young, who had a perfect game through 7 2/3.
We're about to wreck this dude.
Oh, my God. He's got no chance against this baseball team.
We're about to wreck this dude.
Oh, my God. Okay. Under over.
We need to bring up Bryce Matthews to start running through something at a bar.
Under
he's
over.
Got nothing to lose.
Under over hits by the Astros. 1.5.
For the game?
For the game.
No, I'll say 7.5. Yeah. Oh, 6.5.
Apparently you didn't watch Brandon Young. Actually, the guy who came in with a 70
ERA.
Well,
the problem is I've watched every other game he's pitched other than – I've watched all the games. That's why. Okay. So in every other game, people could get hits.
Okay. That was his last outing. Before that, 3 innings, 6 earned runs, yeah. 4 2/3, no earned runs, 5 hits, no earned runs. Six hits.
There is a chance that he's a pretty good pitcher, and he just got off to a bad start.
He did. Well.
Because he was pretty – his stuff was actually pretty good. Actually, the Astros probably can't win that game.
He had a 6.70 ERA coming into the Astros game, and they got one dribble hit. One dribble. That's what they got. I like dribble, the word dribble. Okay, before we get to the calls, we tease Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward is in some trouble. Jimmy Ward, I'm going to predict right now, never plays another game for your Houston Texans.
Yep.
A lawsuit alleges Ward sexually assaulted a woman and was believed to be high on meth, all while their 3-year-old son was inside the home.
Wait. Do you mean a woman, meaning his wife?
It's not his wife. It's the mother of his child.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's the one who filed the...
Yeah, she filed it. She says on that night she suspected he was under the influence of methamphetamines, specifically crystal meth. Ward jumped out. He accused her of talking to other men. Made her do stuff. Apparently, he made her do stuff. He was arrested on June 12th for a domestic assault charge. While investigators didn't provide specific details at the time, according to the lawsuit, he barged into West's home in Montgomery County, and his behavior was described as erratic and aggressive. Jimmy Ward, you know the McNairs. I don't think there's any way the dude plays again for this team.
No. Well, you say the McNairs. I'll just say D'Amico. Like, he ain't having that. And D'Amico loves. D'Amico loved Bobby Slowick, too. D'Amico's not having that on the team.
Well, yeah, but this is something that the McNairs have established for years.
Bob
and years
was. They've and had some Cal guys. Too. Well, no, I don't think most teams want a guy with meth. Most NFL teams, especially
an accusation.
Yeah, a meth. Yeah, right. A meth accusation and you tie that up with the
sexual assault
allegation. Yeah. There's pretty much no teams, especially if you're an injured safety who doesn't play all that much. You have no chance of playing.
Not only sexual assault, but
ahead and say that based on just the allegations and the situation where he stands right now, yeah. I'll bet his career's done. Because he's along in his career now. He's played a long time.
The lawsuit says he slapped and choked her all while the son was asleep. In the lawsuit, she claims that Ward threatened to kill her and forced her to perform a sex act.
Yeah.
These are allegations. This is on Channel 13, too, by the way.
This is going to be a wrap for him.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
For sure as a Texan, but at age 34 as an oft-injured safety with this stuff hanging around, I don't think he gets back. Not even with the allegations.
Maybe this is why maybe the Texans had a whiff of this before and thought, well, this is not going to be good, so let's get C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe.
And sure enough.
Not to mention the fact that this guy just doesn't stay healthy, period.
Yeah, that too. All right, 713-78. We actually paid off a tease. 713-780-3776. Who wanted to talk Astros, though? AMF, what up?
Shortest wait time. So yesterday,
that's right.
Today,
that's right. No, that's right.
45
shortest
seconds.
Wait time
45
in the history.
Seconds.
All right. We ain't complaining. Hey, we ain't calling.
Let this man speak.
I'm actually, I got a couple of things to do, but I'm actually headed to Baltimore with my boys. We're going to check out the shows this weekend. They're awesome. We got some work to do up there, but did have some nachos this morning, so I did my part, man, before I left. Did a little nacho wrecking, you know, a little no brushing teeth kind of wrecking, you know?
Man, no brushing teeth either.
Yeah, just that. Welcome them. Think about it. Anyway, I was calling also because I'm gonna put myself out there. I'm a day one. Like, for y'all, I've been down with y'all since day one. Mm-hmm. And I got a story to share about it. There was a time, this was back when I was my first marriage. So I'm part of the second marriage club, like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So my first marriage, where my wife and I are driving, and I have y'all on the radio. This is back in 6-10 days. And Lance is telling a story about Drake. And I think Drake was on the back seat, like in a car chair. And Drake just kept on saying, Lance, and Lance, and whatever, Lance, Lance. And then your wife at that time said, Drake, you can't call Lance. You can't call your dad Lance. And his response was, okay, Jennifer.
I totally forgot about that story. Yeah, and then he also asked why a woman who was checking us out at Target had a mustache, like, right literally there.
Yes.
Right in her face. Like, why does that woman have a mustache? Like, don't say that out loud. And there was nothing I could do.
Like John saying, congratulations on your pregnancy to that lady.
Yeah. John said congratulations on your pregnancy to a professor's wife who wasn't pregnant.
No, I said it to the professor.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For what? Your wife's pregnant. No, she's not.
She's not.
Oh. That's not what I wanted to do. Yeah, that was the worst. That was the worst. AMF, just reminiscing.
Reminiscing. Wait, is he
doing
this?
Are you coming to the party?
I want. If y'all, if I'm down, like I got a story. I've been down since day one. So yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, no, no, no. You want to get you on hold. Joe George?
Send me a DM, AMF, because I've been knowing you forever.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That means adios.
Uh-huh.
He's been 15, 60. He was 6'10", all of that.
He was 6'10". Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm.
I don't know that you don't have to brush your teeth before you get nachos.
Yeah, no. You can still.
No, you can.
You can still, you know.
You know. I mean, you don't have to face each other. That's so.
Well, he was saying afterwards he didn't.
After?
I think he meant he didn't brush his teeth. Well, no.
It's before.
He must have meant before.
It's nice to brush your teeth before, but.
I guess you don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
If you're not kissing, I
don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah, let's leave it at I don't know and never mind.
Never mind. Who's next, Del?
Well, we got Texans Croc Guy. This is more about convincing Lance.
Okay.
Texans Croc Guy.
What's up? Love the show. I just wanted to tell Lance, if you want the Astros to get out of this slump, you got to get you some Crocs. It doesn't have to be the charms and the sports mode strap. I have some Texan slides. Someone gave them for Christmas. I hate Crocs. I never wanted to wear them, but eventually I put them on, and it's changed my life. So go ahead, get you some Crocs, get you some Texans Crocs, and watch the Astros win. Have a great day, guys.
I just don't feel like Texans Crocs are good. Like, I just don't feel that, like... Sometimes I do think I have the power to change things with some of my superstitions, but I just don't feel like this one's on me. I don't think I have any power over this, and I definitely don't think Texans Crocs are going to get the Astros runs. If I thought – boy, I hate Crocs. I guess if I thought I could get them out of this, I would do it. But then if I do this and I buy them, then I'm stuck with Crocs, and I don't want to have some Crocs. I don't even know how expensive they are. What are Crocs? They could either be $10 or $150. I have no idea. It could be either one. I don't even know how much Crocs cost. And I think my kids... Of course, one of my kids only buys stuff from China. He's literally Trump's nightmare. He knows... At first, he was on Temu. Now he's on China Buy. I said, Snacks, what are we doing? I can get more clothes with $140. My birthday money. And then you have to... Then you want to know what shipping is? It's like $70. What? The shipping is insane. It'll get here in about a month. What are we doing? He just got some headphones from China. They look like Apple iPods. I'm sure they're not. They look exactly like it. I mean, I'm like, can't you just buy an American product once? I'm trying to pay for it. I will pay for you to get a real product. I won't get as many of them. I mean, that's where we are as a country. That's where we are because everyone wants the cheap stuff.
Well, along those lines, PlayStation had to come out with a statement and some would explain why they have hiked the price of their PlayStation 5 up. They didn't come out and explicitly go because of tariffs, but they said...
Was electronics from China, yeah.
Yeah, but they said, hey, $50... up on all their PlayStation
5
stuff.
Yeah, that's a tariff cost because it's Chinese and it's not Apple. I think he exempted Apple because that was a big donor. But then everyone else got
not Sony. No.
You sure? Apple price? Because Apple, the iPhones haven't gone up.
No, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it happened a few
Google
weeks ago.
That because unless he went back on it.
He went back on it?
Was Apple exempted from tariffs? Based on recent reports, Apple is currently exempt from some of the most significant tariffs imposed by the U.S. government, especially those affecting technological products like smartphone and computers.
Yeah.
So he's like, you gave me money, no tariffs for you. Sony.
As a result, we've made the difficult decision to increase the recommended retail price for PlayStation 5 consoles in the U.S. starting August 21st. I do like their phrasing. The updated recommended retail price. Look. That's the recommended retail price, as if that won't just be the price. Just say that's a price.
It's a price.
Yeah.
It's a price.
About $50 per.
By the way, I want to, if any of y'all care, I maybe could help you out, Del. I won a code for the 26, Madden 26. NFL Network gave away, you could register an entry to win a Madden code for 2026, and also for the $519 YouTube NFL League Pass, so or Sunday Ticket. So I'm registered for both, and I won the Madden thing. How lucky for me that I won the Madden thing, but not the $519 freaking dollar NFL ticket. And no, we don't get discounts enough. Now, I do get free NFL Plus, which gives me games, but it's like, I think it's after.
Yeah, after the games are on.
After the games are over, I get all 22. I get that free, but in all kinds of next-gen data and cool stuff. But
well, and by the way, Apple's investing $100 billion in the U.S. in manufacturing chips.
See?
So that might have been the reason, not just because
they're
they
exempted.
Gave him money.
China's exempted.
Well, that might be
the
reason
stuff
that
comes
they,
from China.
They pulled the tariffs instead of they just gave him money.
Jimmy Ward, tight, tight, tight. Somebody just sent something with Tuco going tight, 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 tight.
You know,
ooh, tight, 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 tight. Well, Jimmy Ward. No, Dan, we're not doing that, but maybe we are.
That is in direct opposition to our segments. They're never tight, tight,
nope.
Tight.
Time to break. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't call.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.